You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class here in KGYM on this Wednesday, the 12th of August, as I think we are going to start to say now, plus two from what happened on Monday. Good afternoon, Scott Unash with you in studio. Mark Dukes, 6 feet to my right in studio for the first time in 5 months-ish? Tomorrow, 5 months?
It is. Tomorrow would be 5 months since I've stepped foot in the studio, and I have to say it's a different feeling. We're doing the best we can here to get on the air, and it's we're in semi-darkness, although we got nice bright sunshine coming through the window. But great to see Buttons and Chris Jackson and Julie and Loretta and the few people that are in the building, which I miss them all. For these 5 months as I've operated on a Skype studio for different reasons.
Yeah.
And now because, you know, I'm not sure about my cell service, decided to come in here, and I'm kind of happy to be back, if you know what I mean.
And kind of not, if you will. Zach Buttons with us on the other side of the glass as well today. Here are the special rules for today. We have no phone service here, so if you do need to get in touch with us, and we encourage you to do so, 319-366-1600. You're going to have to do it via the text line today, 319-366-1600, and probably for the little bit of the foreseeable future here as well, because, you know, like anybody else, business, residence, whatever the case may be, we're not exactly sure when power is going to be restored. We don't know when phone service is going to be restored. And we're getting through this. I think the mantra when we were dealing just with the coronavirus and the COVID-19 was we get through it a day at a time. You know what? I think it's almost we're getting through this an hour at a time now. We are, what, it's now coming up on, let's see, 50 hours since the storm went through on Monday afternoon, and everyone has their tale about wading through the storm, surviving the storm, what have you, and vicious. Never, ever in my life seen anything like that. Never thought we would see a hurricane go through eastern Iowa, but we had a hurricane go through eastern Iowa on Monday.
Well, call it what you want. It was a significant storm, to say the least. And I don't get scared very often or by much. Folks, I was scared. And in a house without a basement, it was 20, 30 grueling minutes in the laundry room. And like you said, everybody has their stories. You know, it's not the time to one-up anybody on how much damage you had or anything like that, but it's significant. I've driven around a little bit in the city, and in a way it reminds me of the 2008 flood, but in a different way, because in 2008 not everybody was impacted at their residences.
True.
I wasn't. My business was, but there was the lack of electricity and those things you take for granted every day, internet, phone service, what have you. And what I found out Monday in the neighborhood is that people I had never met and neighbors that I had only infrequently met, we all came together for like 4 or 5 hours and helped each other. And I think that's probably going around all around yep. the metro area.
Yeah, true. And 319-366-1600. Again, feel free just to interject. Anything today. I there are no rules. Again, 2020, we're dealing with the year of no rules for anything. We have no idea that this was coming. and to deal with it. And we are still dealing with it. And quite frankly, we're going to be dealing with it for, I mean, it's not a matter of days, weeks, months. It's going to be probably months, years dealing with this. And like you said about the flood, and you hate to compare natural disasters, and we've been through two of them now in the last 13 years in this city, but, and not only the city, but this goes from, you know, just south of Waterloo Cedar Falls all the way down to toward Iowa City. It did not play favorites. It went through all kinds of places. There are very sad sights out there. The church in Norway is one of them, playing baseball next to that thing many, many times, and it's pretty much a total loss right now. You and me being golfers, just looking out, I saw Tom Feller put out a picture of CRCC. It's basically been flattened. Ellis Golf Course has basically been flattened. I haven't had a chance to go yet to see our friends over at St. Andrews, but I'm sure that's not in great shape either. And that's trivial. I know it is. I know. But and then you think of the farmers, because the first day on Monday afternoon driving back from the racetrack took 100 around the city just to avoid things and just to look out and see the flattened cornfields, because that's, you know, that's their livelihood. And this is, like I said, it didn't play favorites with anybody. It impacted everyone, and it's going to take a long time. And uppercut to the solar plexus, if you will, from 2020.
Yeah, a couple of Mike Tyson punches really lately, and I'm sure you feel the same way, Scott. I'm going to remember June 13th, 2008, when the Cedar River crested. And all the damage there. And I'm going to remember August 10th, 2020. Those things you just don't forget. And I know a lot of folks feel the same way. And since this is a sports talk show, from a sports standpoint, I'm sure many facilities have been damaged. But I drove around the sports complexes of Kingston Stadium and Veterans Memorial Ballpark and Ice Arena. And the ballpark took a significant hit. A couple light poles went down, and all the outfield fence and the ice arena, the southern part of that building took on some heavy damage. And Kingston, I didn't see a whole lot of damage, but I think the goalposts are leaning a little bit, so the field goal kickers might have to try. No, I'm sure they'll fix it before then. But and right now, we learned today that Cedar Rapids Community School District has paused all fall sports practices for the rest of the week. It is not related to COVID-19, but it is related to the storm that came through on Monday, and that's a decision made by Superintendent Noreen Bush and others, but I'm not sure how it affects Linmar, Marion, Prairie, and the like. Xavier, yeah.
Yeah, and certainly, everything has been impacted. There is no doubt, whether it's sports. And we know there are sports out there to talk about, and trust us, we will get to it. Big Ten, of course. And here's the funny thing here, and it's not funny, but you know, I had no power, no internet. Here's a pleasant thing. I've been reading by candlelight at night, books that I used to read and that I haven't read in a few years. And that's what I've been doing at night because there's no TV. I'm not going to have TV for a long time because the one of eight trees that we lost went right into said television provider. And that ain't going to happen for a while. So I'm going to be rabbit ear Scott for a little bit once. But that's down the road, and I don't care. Just thankful everybody's okay. Cajun Troy on the text line, great to hear from you. She says, great to hear you guys' voice. Your voice, my friend cut down three trees for me, and I pulled limbs and tree trunks for hours, but blessed, I'm okay. And to listeners, this too shall pass. Thank you very much, Troy, and good to know you're okay out there. 7854 Marion sports practices are also canceled all week, so thank you for that.
A lot of baseball stadiums, baseball fields, I know Kennedy in particular, Coach Brett Hoyer tweeting out a picture earlier today that the damage there at that Herkimer Field. And I drove by Jefferson's baseball field yesterday as well when I was in the neighborhood, and just a small part of the center field fence is still standing.
Monsters so down.
They're going to have to a bunch of repairs there, but I'm sure there's plenty of similar stories out there.
Yeah. 98-96 on the text line. I was in my basement. Edit constantly sound like a tornado was coming. Glad I didn't own a trampoline. My neighbors did. I emphasize the word did. And went through the opening where our apple tree once stood, and between an evergreen where that once stood. So it didn't go very far, though. And thankfully, it didn't hit the tree, our house from our neighbors. So and we're all pulling together out there, and we're going to be all right. And it's going to take a long time, though. So we'll see. 64-29 with the thought of the day. 2020 can take a long walk off a short pier. that is true. That is true out there. And yeah, everyone's helping each other. There are a couple things. There are still, and we found out getting to the studio today, because we hadn't been here all week. We were off Monday and Tuesday due to the fact we had no power at the station. Now we finally got the generators going, and thanks to Chris and everybody, like you said.
Yeah, thank Yeoman's work by them. They're terrific.
And we are on the air right now, but there are two ways into the station that are cut off by trees that the city has. These two things I'm going to remember is going through this thing underneath the grandstand at the track in the men's room with four others, as a matter of fact, and watching things. We had the very ajar, this steel door, not open, but just like a quarter of an inch, and watching things go down the street outside the grandstand, just flying objects. And then the other thing I'm going to remember is seeing the city of Cedar Rapids equipment with snowplows on the front and just like acting like it's a snowfall, a big snowfall, and just taking and trying to push the best they could trees out of the path of the city's thoroughfares. So those are the things I'm going to remember about August the 10th the most. And just, like I said, chipping in with people. And that's what we're doing right now.
I'm not one to preach a whole lot, but I hope folks are very patient with not only the city, but Alliant, Mid-American
REC,
Energy.
Linn County REC or
Linn
whatever.
Linn County REC. Utility with the cable providers, a multitude of people who you depend on, and they're working around the clock. I have a neighbor who's a lineman, and he's working 16, 18 hours a day just because, you know, if you've driven around at all, you see all the poles that are upset. So be patient. I know it's hard.
No bad tweets to people.
People are arguing at the gas stations that the limited number, my wife got gas, and, you know, people are very impatient there, think they're next in line, and they're not. And grocery stores, I went to one grocery store yesterday, and much depleted, but people weren't very patient then either. Yeah, that's my message, I guess. A little patience.
My other message is this: if you are driving around, and this goes to I don't want to pick on under 30 drivers. When you come up to a stoplight,
buttons
hasn't slept in 3 days, so he's been working yeoman's duty over in Benton County. It is a four-way stop.
Yes, but it's so hard when you get used to, you know, no blinking lights. I almost went through a couple, and you're right. Pay attention to those what once were stoplights.
Yeah, and I assume that's taught still by our fine driver's ed instructors out there. But as a public service announcement from Mark and myself, treat it as a four-way stop. And also, even if you stop, look to your left, right, front, back, whatever, because somebody might not be stopping.
Yeah, just as if you were traveling downtown and hadn't been down there for a while. It's a little different place these days. And a lot of, you know, they're two-way streets, stop signs where there weren't. Yeah, good message, Scott.
1776 sums it up. CR is a war zone. And that's basically what it is right now. 6429 on the text line. Again, no phone lines today and perhaps for a little while longer. So 319-366-1600, the text line, if you want to get in touch with us. 6429, we take so much for granted as our town has a lot of beautiful trees, but we have lost many of them. Very sad. And it is very sad. Very, very sad out there. Let's see. Yes, 8683 sending us a picture of a trampoline on a roof.
Mm.
And probably not the only one out there.
Yeah, and what we're hearing and what we've seen, I think the difference between the flood of 2008, which was so devastating to this city, parts of it anyway, and what happened Monday is that everybody has been affected. You live on the northeast side. I live on the southwest side. We weren't impacted by the flood per se, except for electricity and a few things that went down for a while. But the widespread nature of this is what makes the big difference for me. And why we're comparing them, I don't know. But that 2008 was kind of a benchmark in terms of disasters in this city.
It was. It was. 319-366-1600 as local programming comes your way today. And Todd and Alex are also going to be on today. Todd and Alex with the Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. And we promise we will get to some sports because there is sports to talk about. And if you're wondering, usually today would be Caddy Smack. We have pushed that off today. Had to push off many things. We were, John Hegarty and I were scheduled to do our football preview recording interviews last night, but we are not doing that. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that or not and get those rescheduled because with a week taken away from practice schedules, it's going to be really hard now to do that. So we may not just have that this year. And I'm sorry for that. I apologize for that. But 2020 has been a strange and bizarre year, to be honest with you. And we will talk about the fact that the Big Ten is not going to have a football season or a volleyball season or a fall season. The Big 12 is going to have a fall season. Sounds like the SEC is going to follow. Are we going to have a SEC Big 12 extravaganza for the fall? Are they going to play again in the spring? A lot of questions to be answered. A big honor for Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson. We'll get to that as well coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Yes, 1746. Before we get to break, please remind people that if they don't need to leave their home, stay home. We are trying to get to people's houses and businesses and don't need extra people on the roadways. And yes, we don't need the gawkers out there.
Second that.
And I know you want to see things, but that's what social media is for. In a couple days, you can go look at the devastation, and it's still going to be there, and the essential things may wind down a little bit, but give it a little bit of time. Thank you, 1746. Appreciate that. 0558, sitting on Highway 30 between Van Horn and Belle Plaine, facing into the storm, thinking I was going to die. And that's, I know another person that we're acquainted with that was also caught on the road, and two of them, as a matter of fact, and holy cow, it was bad enough in a pretty sturdy place watching it. I can't imagine being out in the middle of this.
A friend of mine was down at the lake and got a call from someone.
Get out.
Get out now. And they did get out, but I'm sure they were scared as well. But a lot of stories like that out there, no question.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, we did have one death, and you don't like to have any deaths, and certainly our thoughts go out to that family. We're going to take a break, come back, more on the, what are they calling it? The Derecho? Derek? What? Buttons? Help us.
Derecho?
Derecho? Is it Derecho? Is that what it was?
I had never heard of the word or the thing.
Derecho? Oh, Button says, okay, yeah, yep, okay, that's what we're
going to
do.
Never heard of it until Monday.
No, it did not even, no one knew this was coming. And don't blame weather people as well. They didn't know it was coming. It formed, I guess, in South Dakota?
Mm-hmm.
And swooped down here, swooped into Illinois, went into Indiana before it kind of broke up a little bit. So, you know, we're not the only ones as far as this is concerned. 319-366-1600. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this on KGYM.
We're talking with Adam about building his finances with power checking and savings from Midwest One Bank.
My wife and I were drawn to Midwest One by the power check. Tired of having money in our checking account and not earning any interest for us.
Earn super high interest on your power checking and savings and ATM rebates too. It's easy. Each qualification cycle, just receive electronic statements, make at least 15 debit card purchases that post and clear, and make at least one direct deposit, automatic debit from a third party, or bill pay transaction post and clear. See MidwestOne.bank for details.
Once we start having kids, they have the Bank Your Change program. It's just a little peace of mind to always see the kids' bank accounts growing without even having put much thought or effort into it.
Bank Your Change helps Adam save even more. With every debit card purchase, the amount is rounded up to the next whole dollar and the difference is deposited into his savings account.
I love the Midwest One Power Checking and Bank Your Change. Midwest One really is simply better banking.
Two more reasons to choose simply better banking from Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now is the time to get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Receive a 50% match on your first online deposit up to $200 for all brand new accounts now through August 31st. Sign up at Rhythm City Casino Resort or Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to qualify for the new account deposit match. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for complete details and restrictions. Then start betting on your phone anywhere in Iowa. Get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on the gym class in KGYM at 327, coming up on 327 anyway. Troy sent us the Webster's Dictionary pronunciation, Deiratio? I don't know. Anyway, it means really bad storm, hurricane on land.
Mm-hmm.
A line of intense, widespread, and fast-moving windstorms and sometimes thunderstorms, yes, that moves across a great distance and is characterized by damaging winds.
I'm pretty sure I called it other things when it was coming through.
Yeah. No doubt about that. A little levity from the 515 area code, which also got it pretty bad, from 7295. If any listeners out there work for MidAmerican, what would they like as a bribe to get to our house faster? A, Busch Light. B, Bud Light. C, Fireball. D, all of the above. thank you, as far as a little bit of levity is concerned about that. 319-366-1600, a reminder. At each Friday at 5 o'clock, tune in to KGYM's Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire. The Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will take the hour to talk about the weekend's upcoming big local and regional events. Linder Tire and Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell still open, and hopefully still open after the rain and storms went through on Monday. All you need to do is call for an appointment or make one online. And for more information, visit KGYMradio.com for more information. Let's see. Wes says, guys, I'm supposed to come up to Cedar Rapids for work tomorrow and Friday. I'm starting to reconsider. Well, I guess get in touch with your employer.
Depends on your line of work, I suppose.
That's right. And by the way, we do have, it's not only REC, Mid-American Alliant, whatever the case may be. We've got, I know there are plenty of workers coming in from other states that are helping out. Iowa sends their line workers to places like that too, power workers, and a lot of other states around here. I saw Indiana folks yesterday. So they are reciprocating that as well. And, you know, those folks are getting very little sleep as well and trying to help us out, get everybody up online quickly.
Patience.
8624 sending us pictures of their damage. 5123 says to the person with the bribe, tell them I work for Mid-American and I'm on my way. and it's good to laugh a little bit because I don't know what else you can do at this point as far as 2020 is concerned. But we'll get through it hour by hour. Hopefully everybody will get their power up sooner than later. Again, be patient out there, and hopefully we'll get through all of this. And like I said, it's going to take a while, and it's not, you know, this city is not going to be the same again. To be brutally honest with you, it wasn't the same after the flood, as you know, Mark. It's not going to be the same after the storm went through on Monday.
In some ways, it was better in the ensuing years after the flood. Certainly not what it was, because there was so much destruction, but I think a lot of folks took an opportunity over the years, and it took quite some time to capitalize is not the right word when you're talking about a disaster, but I think you know what road I'm traveling here, and perhaps that will pave the way as well after this this event as of Monday. So.
Yeah, and it's it, like I said, it's going to be a process. It's going to take a lot of time. And, you know, we've got this right now. We have not forgotten about the stopping the pandemic. I hate to say it's taken a back seat in the last couple days, but it's still there. We still have to deal with that, among many other things. And after a while, and then I read that we have a Chinese space station that is going to plummet to Earth sometime in the next 30 days.
Oh, wonderful.
So
wonderful.
You know, I'm about ready to make, you know, I've got time. I've got time. I've got plenty of candles. I'm about ready to come up with the 2020 bingo card. I really am. And just to, you know, locus, things like that, check, add that. We've had smoke from, what, forest fires and other than check. Mm-hmm. We got that. You don't even need the free space in the middle of your card this year. But it's, like I said, if you can't at least chuckle about it a little bit, I don't know what you can do. So help your neighbor out there. Help your neighbor and have them help you. And we'll try to get through this as quickly as we possibly can. So that's the moral of the story. There you go. 319-366-1600-7295. Add Bigfoot does an interview on 60 Minutes to the bingo card.
See, you're having all the fun. I didn't bring my computer in because I knew there wasn't electricity, but you've got it available to you, the text line, and God bless our listeners.
And we are keeping our distance. We're more than 6 feet.
We are.
And Buttons is on the other side of the glass. He is fine. By the way, your Skype studio back at the home, is the tree gone that shaded you a little bit, or do you have that tree still, or...
No, the tree is in the front yard, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's not there anymore?
The Skype's, no. Well, I would say a good half of it is.
Okay.
It's gone. Actually, it's broken up in pieces in the front yard now, but no, the Skype studio is just fine.
Okay.
As long as I have a phone charged, and I wasn't quite sure of that happening. But I'm having so much fun in the studio today.
We're seeing everybody.
Visiting a long-lost relative.
Yeah, and it has been, I think you're right, it will be, what, 5 months tomorrow?
Yeah.
Since that fateful Thursday back in early 2020 when everything started canceling at that time. All right, I think we've talked a lot about these people are trying to get together for the bribe and to get their power on. They are doing their best on the text line right now.
Well, I'll put a bid out to a line. I've got a little bit on the shelf and a little bit of cash.
I may have brought a certain type of beer that is just known to Wisconsin, without saying too much, back with us this weekend when we had our one and only race venture.
I know it well.
Out of state this year. We'll just say a Wisconsin beer, and that could be used. Could be used to get people a little bit closer to the neighborhood. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
Is that the cops out front looking for us?
They've got better. They got more important things to do than the deal with you and me and Buttons here today. Stay safe out there. That's what the name of the game. Stay safe out there. 319-366-1600. The bidding has gone up, too. I don't know what to do. I'm caught in the middle here.
You started it.
I know. Well, I did not start it.
The texter started it, repeated it. Yeah.
It's just, say most of the things that come across a text line, not all the things that come across a text line. We would be in trouble if we said all the things that came across the text line. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and there is sports to talk about. We will not have a Big Ten football season this fall. Find your cold weather clothes, perhaps, if you're a Hawkeye fan. If you're a Cyclone fan, you are going to have football. It's going to be a little bit down the road, though. We'll talk about that and more when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class this Wednesday edition. Back with you, Scott and Mark in the studios, along with Buttons on the other side of the glass. Back with more after this.
Hey guys, whether you're keeping things looking good around the house or taking it easy on the weekend, Vernon Village True Value has you covered.
Yeah, Jim. Like a Greenworks electric blower for just $29.99 or a Master Mechanic drill on sale for only $34.99.
You know it, Hal. And a 30-quart cooler is just $79.99. That's 50 bucks off.
For summer living, you know where to go. Right, audience?
Yeah.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
No matter how you spend your summer, the best place to spend it is in the Iowa Lottery Prize Zone, where the Summer Cash Bash makes it even better to be a VIP club member. 20 new scratch games with great cash prizes. Join the VIP club and enter non-winning tickets for a chance to win your share of $250,000. But hurry, like summer, the cash is going fast. Visit ialottery.com for rules and complete details and play today. Woohoo!
Ever wonder just how far an extra mile really goes? Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out. Start with a network of over 250 authorized dealerships, backed by a sales force ready to help you with everything from customization to service on vans like the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter that's tailored to your lifestyle. With options like blind spot assist and MBUX voice command for spoken directions, weather, and more.
The route is being calculated.
So whether you're enjoying life on the trail or working hard on the job, see how far an extra mile can really go by taking the first step into an authorized Mercedes-Benz van dealership today. Mercedes-Benz vans start at just $33,790, now with 0% APR financing for up to 60 months.
MSRP on a 2019 Sprinter van excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Some equipment described as optional. APR valid on 2019 Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis only to qualified commercial customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through August 31st, 2020.
Hey, it's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs in America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just 45 bucks a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Get in the zone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. We are back at 3:39, gym class coming your way. Local programming back with you here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 is the text line. And being kind of off the grid here in the last couple of days, just want to make sure what we have as far as programming coming your way tonight. We've got the Twins, Mark. You're at Milwaukee tonight. And I moved that up to 6 o'clock, by the way, for tonight. So I have to make that adjustment. I'm going to write that down. Twins.
And so the Brewers could win sooner or what?
Why? You got swept, didn't you? I read by the Tigers? Or was that who? The Twins?
The Royals.
The Royals. That's who it was.
The Royals swept the Twins. And then.
Did you get a text from Cal?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I didn't. Well, if I did, I didn't have phone service. But Milwaukee came back last night and beat the Twins.
White Sox won today over Detroit. We have NBA basketball tonight as well. Clippers and Denver tonight. And that will be at 7:30. That'll be in 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. Twins and Milwaukee at 6 o'clock tonight with a 6:05 first pitch. That is on 107.5 FM. We just consulted with our chief engineer, Tucker, and he assures us that we are up and running on all four frequencies right now. And again, thanks for your patience while we were off the air the last couple of days, not only with local programming, but I know 106.3 came on yesterday. And hopefully everybody had a chance to listen to 106.3 FM. We are going to try to get Caddy Smack back for you next Wednesday. We'll probably have a couple back-to-back Wednesdays of Caddy Smack. We haven't even thought about tomorrow as of yet. But like I said, we're going 1 hour at a time, basically. I'll be here Friday. I will be here Friday, Mark. Our racing for the season, at least for the final two Fridays, is canceled.
Well, I'm happy and both happy and sad about that.
To 8967, I will give you the answer through the text line on the said Wisconsin beverage that may have crossed the Mississippi. Mm. yes. I will just say that.
Probably a few cheese curds as well.
Yes, I brought 3 bags of fresh cheese curds from Ellsworth Creamery. The cheese curd capital of the world, by the way, Mark. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yes, well, they are the cheese curd capital of the world. And, of course, they're in the refrigerator right now, and we're trying to get through them as quickly as we possibly can. 1446, you three are good luck. Finally getting to listen to the show again, and my power just came back. God bless all that were affected and be safe. So good news for 1446. Hopefully they are in my neighborhood. 319-366-1600. So we have sports coming your way tonight. We do have sports to talk about, Mark, and we would be remiss if we didn't cover the big stories of the last 24 hours. I did not even know this until last night, to be honest with you, because I couldn't phone reception yesterday, even without Wi-Fi, was not even spotty. It was just non-existent, and that's fine. It's better today. And I did not know until late last night that the Big Ten canceled their football in their fall season. But that is the case. It was rumored for the weekend, and Kevin Warren came out with that proclamation yesterday. After Iowa and Nebraska, the one thing Iowa and Nebraska can come together is trying to unite to save the football season. It sounded like it was 12 versus 2 as far as the vote was concerned, majority rules, and the Big Ten is going to be playing football maybe in the spring.
Well, now, Scott, this has become a battle of whose conference has the best doctors and best medical personnel. because the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have put off their fall seasons at a minimum. Meanwhile, the Big 12, the ACC, and the SEC, yeah, no problem. We're going to play in the fall.
Most of those places have the worst COVID-19 hotspots right
now. I don't get what the Big Ten has done. You pointed out to me that 8 of the 11 states in which Big Ten schools reside, they're going ahead with high school football.
True.
And I thought, this is perplexing on so many fronts. Kevin Warren making the announcement, and I like the guy as a commissioner, but once again, my big frustration through this whole thing, no data. Where's the data to back up your decision? If it was at University of Michigan, well, they've had no positive cases in 8 weeks. And you go right down the list, Wisconsin is at 1.1% testing positive out of nearly 1,800 tests. And I can go on and on, but I won't bore you with the numbers because you can twist those however you want. And, you know, the immediate movement, hashtag we want to play among the players. Did anybody listen to them? We want to play. And now we're going to have students returning to campuses.
And they are.
Where are the medical experts on that? True enough that it's not going to be they're not going to be on the line of scrimmage, but they're going to be at parties.
They're going to be at bars.
Come on, it just
except for Nate Stanley.
Yeah, it just
it's kind of perplexing.
I moving to the spring isn't an automatic either because you don't know what the virus is going to be like in the spring, and if you know the Big Ten plays spring football, say goodbye to Alaric Jackson. Say goodbye to Tyler Linderbaum, perhaps.
A lot of players.
And those players that are entertaining NFL aspirations. You think they're going to go through a season of spring football? I doubt it. And Trevor Lawrence apparently is going to get to play at Clemson. But he kind of headed up this we want to play movement. And I guarantee you if the ACC did the same thing, he wouldn't be back. We don't have one unifying governing body to make a decision for everyone. It's a bunch of lone rangers out there, one representing the Big Ten, another the Big 12, and people doing different things. Again, whose medical experts are the best? I guess we're going to find out.
319-366-1600 here at 346, 3349 with our financial losses because of no football. Will big-time college sports survive? Have we seen our last Iowa football game? No, that's not going to be the case, but it is going to be very, very interesting because now all the eggs are in your basket for spring if you're the Pac-12, if you're the Big Ten. And like you said, Mark, what happens if the coronavirus, as the winter comes on, fall into winter, if it spikes again? Is college basketball going to be around? Well, that's the first question. Second question is, if college basketball is stunted, goes away, whatever the case may be, there's Tucker outside our window. sorry about that, folks. But this is not a slam dunk, hate to use the sports basketball reference, but that we're going to have spring football because there are still questions to be answered as far as spring is concerned. Like you talked about as far as personnel are concerned. You have people that are going to opt out for the draft. You've gotten players that are in the transfer portal now from FCS schools, are they going to land at FBS schools? Are they just going to say, nope, we're going to get ready for the draft? Are they going to go back to their school? Because the Missouri Valley Football Conference is not going to play football this fall. They're going to play football in spring. Are they going to go back to, let's just say, Xavier Williams and all those guys from UNI? Are they going to go back to UNI? Where are they going to go? Are they even going to play? You've got a lot of logistical questions now as far as putting a schedule together in February and in March. What happens if, there's so many obstacles to even playing, and it's not even spring. This is not spring. January 29th, folks, is not spring in Iowa. And starting in late February is not spring in Iowa.
Unless you play in dome stadiums. And once again, if you play a spring season, then you're going to turn around and ask these guys to play another season 3 months later.
Does the Big 12 get to play a season in the spring,
I don't know.
All kinds of questions that have to be answered right now. 319-366-1600 as text line continues to be interactive here today. And do thank you for that. We go from a couple of levities here. 72-95, add this to the bingo card. Iowa and Nebraska for a Big Ten championship in football. There is talk that Nebraska, and I'm not sure about this. Of course, now fed up with the Big Ten and going to get out of the Big Ten. I don't see that happening. And you can't – the Big 12 is not letting Nebraska in based on the fact they want to play football this year.
And the Big Ten is not going to allow Nebraska to play spring or fall football anywhere else and let them back in the league.
No. Troy says it will be track weather, cold and rainy. Thank you very much for that, Troy. 5740, the data that is that nobody knows the long-term impact of this disease. It appears to cause systematic problems unlike most viruses. In the federal government has set the precedent of not releasing data. It rolls downhill like most unpleasant things. And we don't know. But the students are going to be on campus.
I read a story by Jeff Linder. He interviewed Tom Keating, executive director of the High School Athletic Association, today. And Tom, of course, was on our program last week talking about going ahead with the fall season. And in the article, Tom speaking about, you know, the Big Ten's decision, and his question was why.
Yeah.
Nobody has told us why. Why are you doing this? And opinions are many, aren't there?
There are. Yeah, they are. And are varied all around the place, no doubt about that. 319-366-1600. Keep the text rolling in. We do appreciate it out there. So we have no Big Ten football, no Big Ten volleyball, no Big Ten cross country, no Big Ten fall sports out there. Not the case with the Big 12. They came out with Schedule 2.0 today. Bob Bowlesby rolling this out. It will still be, as of right now, a 9-game schedule for Big 12 members, but they do have the option of adding a non-conference game. And according to many sources that cover the Iowa State Cyclones, it sounds like Iowa State does have somewhat of a handshake agreement with a FBS Southern team. You can use your imagination to figure out that's got to be an SEC team of some ilk, and would probably be on the road, because right now Iowa State has 5 home games and 4 road games. Iowa State now is set to host, or be on the road, I should say, at TCU to open the stadium on Saturday, September the 26th. Then October 3rd at home, back-to-back home games against Oklahoma and Texas Tech, an off week on the 17th. October 24th, Iowa State heads to Oklahoma State. Halloween, they are down to visit Les Miles and the Kansas Jayhawks. November 7th, Iowa State will host Baylor. Off week on November 14th. November 21st, at home for Farmageddon against Kansas State. November 28th, at Texas to take on the Longhorns. And then close out the regular season on Saturday, December the 5th, by hosting the Mountaineers of West Virginia.
Brr.
Yeah. that's not spring in Iowa either, folks.
And I believe what I saw was that non-conference game could be played the September 12th or 19th.
Yes.
Prior to
the
Big 12 schedule.
Yeah. And so that's the new Iowa State schedule as far as the Big 12 is concerned. And the Big 12 fairly adamant that they are going to play football this fall, according to Bob Bowlesby and other folks. Crazy, crazy times. I thought the Power Five would, one way or another, be walking hand in hand into fall football, or walking hand to hand hand in hand to spring football, but that is not the case. They are even splintering off.
It's just so head scratching that two conferences are doing one thing and three are doing quite the other, and it's just more sign of these strange times. And I'm at a loss for words. Through a lot of this, I have my opinions, and you have yours out there. But you know, Keith Duncan, I think, put it best. The Iowa kicker, when this whole thing was being rumored, he said, ask the players, do they want to play? Let them play. If they don't want to play, they don't have to play.
Much like the NFL. And the players have opted out of the NFL that do not want to play. So perhaps, who knows? Who knows? But that, I think that the hay is in the barn, as they like
to
say.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Right now. 64-29, Nebraska wanting to play football somewhere else would be like telling their spouse that they want to be with someone else but still want to come home. If they want to join another conference for football this fall, they can kick rocks. Thank you, 64-29.
Pretty good analogy, really.
Yeah. 50-28, will we finally get college baseball in summer? No. Never will happen. Never will happen. Maybe I shouldn't say never in 2020.
I wouldn't go that far.
Cage and Troy chiming in. Maybe Iowa could be the non-conference game for the SEC. Maybe, but I don't think that's going to happen. As far as the Hawkeyes are concerned, they have packed things up and are moving to late winter football and into the spring. 319-366-1600. By the way, the MAC also not playing football? We knew about UConn. UMass is not playing football as well this fall. And some more dominoes, I'm sure, will come down the way before kickoffs allegedly come sometime in September. NFL still is preparing for their season to kick off.
There was a touch of really good news out of the PGA Tour today.
Yes.
And we'd be remiss not mentioning that. Each year they give away the Payne Stewart Award, which is given out to a PGA Tour member based on character, charity, and sportsmanship. And this year's winner is Cedar Rapids' own Zach Johnson. And it's a tremendous honor, folks, if you're not familiar with it. I don't have the list in front of me, but the Payne Stewart Award winners is a who's who in professional golf. And I saw a Zoom video with the PGA commissioner and members of the Stewart family and Zach this morning. Zach was, as you can imagine, really taken aback by when he was given the news and very humbled by it, as you would expect out of Zach Johnson.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. And it was pretty cool stuff over the weekend, too, with the PGA. I know we didn't get to Caddy Smack, did not get to that, and might not be talking a lot of golf here. Played around here for the rest of the year. We'll see. Golf courses took a direct hit, obviously, with the winds and the storm. But, folks, we've said it. There's a new superstar in town, and his name's Colin Morikawa. And he's already won his first major, and that's not going to be the last one.
Well, one minute we were looking at a seven-man playoff, and the next minute
he drove the green on the 16th.
he took the tournament over, and what a performance it was.
Yeah, and this kid's unflappable. Yeah. And he's 23, and
he doesn't know any better.
He is going to be around a long, long time and is going to be really, really good. We're going to be back with you tomorrow on Thursday at 3 o'clock. Mark and I will have to come up with our plan. We'll be with you on Friday, too. Probably a topic day on Friday. We shall see. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next for Buttons for Mark. I'm Scott Unash, thanking you for listening to the Gym Class right here on this Wednesday here on KGYM. Take care, everybody.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe.